Well, aside from all the agricultural issues related to beekeeping, bees have a variety of pests and parasites, which are extremely harmful to bees. Many of these have been imported from other places, but, well, we have them now, and our goal is to produce stocks of bees that are resistant to these diseases and parasites. So we're a bee genetics and breeding lab. We study the genetics. We attempt to breed bees and have bred varieties of bees which are resistant, especially to a creature named varroa, which is a parasitic mite which debilitates both the developing brood and adult bees. And so our goal is to produce stocks of bees that are more and more resistant to these, to allow beekeepers to not need to use agricultural chemicals in their beehives.
There are lots of reasons as to why honeybees are dying in mass quantities, but we're not seeing those deaths here in Louisiana the way the states and the Great Plains are seeing them. Can you tell me a little bit about why they're dying off in such large numbers in the Great Plains areas and maybe why we're not seeing that as much down here?
Well, there's a variety of reasons. One is, I think, perhaps monoculture, where huge areas are planted in one crop that may or may not even produce something that's useful for bees in terms of pollen or nectar. But there's abundant weed control. From a beekeeper or bee standpoint, weeds are a source of food and a variety of food. So that's something that they need, is a variety of different kinds of flowers. And Louisiana, although we have a very rich and diverse agriculture, also has a lot of woodlots which supply that variety of pollen, protein food for the bees. Another reason, of course, is Louisiana doesn't have a very severe winter compared to the Midwest. And typically bees survive much better during winter in Louisiana than they do elsewhere in the country. And then, of course, the monoculture is associated with very often large applications of pesticides. And while we do use pesticides in Louisiana as well, it's not the same level of broad-scale usage. So bees fare better in Louisiana generally for these and perhaps even some other reasons.
I'm going to turn that question around for you and ask you maybe what are some of the things that people are doing in Louisiana specifically that are killing bees?
Well, that's a good question. I think to the degree that it happens, not following labels on pesticides for usage is one thing that can cause bees to die. Misapplication in terms of amounts or timing or respective to wind conditions all contribute to bee mortality. And other than that, you know, I think we do pretty well in Louisiana compared to the rest of the world.
And when we talk about the rest of the world, I know that in lots of places there's been a lot of honeybee deaths because of genetically engineered crops. And there's been no statistics of any sort of that in Louisiana, correct?
Well, I'm not too sure about that claim. I know that it's controversial, and there are some people that think that that is a major cause for honeybee loss. Other people claim not so much, and I think probably because of our cropping systems in Louisiana, we don't have that to the degree that other places might. But it could well be that there are other factors in those other agricultural systems that are causing honeybee loss rather than specific modified crops.
Dr. Tom Renderer of the USDA Honeybee Lab, thank you so much for speaking with me.
You're very welcome. Thank you.